What it tells us here in Scripture is that Paul is saying that he was afraid that some of them would be tempted to give up on God, to give up on their walk, to give up on their faith, to not stand firm anymore. Trial and tribulation.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, I'm Joshua Hollick. Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. I'm your host, and I'm wondering, are you new to Chicagoland? Have you moved and not landed in a healthy church home yet? My prayer for you, and our prayer for you and Pastor Mark's here at Straight Talk, is that you would find a strong, healthy church to be a part of, to invest in, and also to grow with. I know for me, over the last 17 years, being a part of a vibrant church has been one of the greatest things that has helped me grow in my walk with faith. It's helped my family grow. It's helped me develop in every area of my life. And we're praying that you would find a great church to be a part of, especially if you're new to the area. You got to come and visit us. We're in your neighborhood probably. There's 23 locations around the city of Chicagoland. And you can find out more at www.newlifechicago.org. There's lots of great churches in the city, and we pray that you would find one of them. If you're having a hard time, come and give us a visit. There's over 30 celebrations on a Sunday morning in English, in Spanish, and even in Mandarin. So check us out at newlifechicago.org and find a church somewhere and get involved. May God bless you, and may He bless the local congregation in your neighborhood.
Indeed. Thank you, Josh. Well, tonight we are going to be continuing with Pastor Mark's message called Living with Trouble. It's from his series called Defiance, Turning Your World Upside Down. Our text will continue in the book of 1 Thessalonians. Tonight we'll be in chapter 1. Here's Pastor Mark with tonight's Straight Talk.
I have to tell you that I can relate to what Paul has to say. One of the greatest joys of my heart is to see people that have started out here, that have come to Christ, that have gotten baptized, to see them growing in God and going forward and not losing their faith and becoming strong and helping other people come to God and passing it down to their children and becoming active. One of the saddest things of my heart, unfortunately, I've been pastoring for 25 years, and one of the saddest things of my soul is to see someone that starts out in God. And they start out well, but because of troubles in their life and isolation in their life, they get derailed and they fall away from God. One of the saddest things of my life is as a shepherd to see them when they've fallen away from God, because I know who they could be and I know what God could do in their lives. And I know the plans and purposes that God has for them. But when they get derailed, when they fall away, it's a sadness to see where their life can end up instead of the purposes and plans of God for their life. The second thing I want you to expect when we talk about troubles is expect seasons of troubles will be a part of your spiritual destiny, so prepare for it. Verse 1 of chapter 3 of 1 Thessalonians, Paul says, so when we could stand it no longer, Paul said, I couldn't stand not knowing how you were doing. I just couldn't stand not knowing it. Have you ever had someone that you really loved that was somewhere that you couldn't get in touch with them? And you just want to know how they're doing, want to know that they're okay. And it just burdens you not to know that. When my son and Josiah and Ozzy went to Africa 2 years ago, there was no way of really contacting them easily. And so I know my wife and I were praying for them, but we really wanted to know that they're okay. And it was hard not knowing, hey, are you okay? We really want to know that you're okay and a lion hasn't eaten you, or you're not being boiled in some pot by some tribe that really wanted missionary meat to eat. We want to know that. And it burdens you not to know how someone is doing. And Paul is saying, we were burdened. We wanted to know how you are doing. So since they could not find out, Paul says, we thought it best to be left by ourselves in Athens. He was in a different city. And so he sent his young protege, his apprentice Timothy, to go back to these believers to find out how they were doing. So he says, we sent Timothy, who is our brother and God's fellow worker in spreading the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you in your faith. Notice what verse 3 says. So that none no one would be unsettled by these trials. You know quite well that we were destined for them. Destined for what? Destined for these trials. In fact, Paul says, when we were with you, we kept telling you that we would be persecuted. And it turned out that way, as you know. What is Paul saying? Paul is saying that he warned these believers that when they came to Christ, he warned them, you will experience trials in your life, so be ready for them. In fact, he tells us in this passage, he uses the word so that no one would be, the NIV says, unsettled by these trials. That word unsettled means shaken or disturbed or cajoled out of your faith. It's almost like you're on a rail and you get shaken so much that you fall off that rail. This past week on the news, we heard of a train that derailed and almost 100 train cars fell off the rails with flammable liquid. Did you see that on the news? They were having trouble putting the fires out. It's the same concept here. Paul says, some of you are going through trials. Those trials are shaking you so much that we were afraid that you would be derailed by those trials, that you would be so shocked by the trials, so burdened by it, that you would walk away from God or lose your faith or stop focusing on God and all you could focus is on your trial, and that you would be derailed from your walk with God. He uses that word, the idea of being shaken so much. And he says, hey, we forewarned you. So I want to do what Paul did. If you're new in Christ today, if you're a new follower of Christ, or you're just starting out with your walk in God, or maybe you've been walking with God for quite some time, can I warn you? You're going to experience some troubles in your life. Some of those troubles are going to be so severe that if you're not careful, it will literally take your faith away. Some of the trials that you're going to experience will be so tough, so powerful, so shaking of your faith that if you're not careful, a year from now, going through a severe trial of your life could cause you no longer to worship God. You can become so consumed in your trial, so overwhelmed by it, so discouraged by it, so burdened and beaten down by it, that it could literally shake your faith in God and keep you from following Him anymore because you never expected that you were going to be hit by a trial so big. And that's why Paul says, we warned you about trials. We wanted to make sure this would not catch you by surprise. In fact, he says this, listen, you know quite well that you were destined for them. Hold on, destined? Well, when I think of destiny, I think of a lot of good things, but I don't think of trials. Destined for glory, destined for victory, destined to win, destined for success, destined to be happy, destined for trials? Yeah, destined for trials. But what does that word destined mean? Well, in the Greek, the Bible, the New Testament was written in the ancient Greek. In the Greek, this verb, destined, is in the perfect tense and passive voice. That may not mean a lot to you, but it does have significance in the Greek. It's a very strong way of saying these hard times were placed here by God. They didn't happen by accident. In fact, this is the opposite of chance or circumstance. This is allowed by God. What he's saying is that God has allowed you to go through these trials or tribulations, that God is allowing you to go through this, not abandoned you in it, but allowing you to go through it because he's got a purpose and a plan in the midst of it. And that you need to know and understand that in the midst of your trial, that God is there, that God is still faithful, that God is still on the throne. Here's what I want you to know. Listen, life can get really bad, but it does not change the character of God. God is still good. God is still sovereign. God is still on the throne. God is still full of love. That's what Scripture says. In fact, it tells us in Philippians chapter 1:29, "For it has been granted to you on the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for him." Acts chapter 14, verse 22 says, "Strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God." 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 says, "Dear brothers, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ." So what I want you to understand is that trouble will happen to believers. Expect it. That you will have troubles in your life, tribulations in your life, persecutions in your life. But when you're in the midst of them, remember that the enemy will try to roadblock people of encouragement from your life. Expect that. Expect that seasons of trouble will be part of your destiny, that everybody goes through them. So be warned, be in a stance ready for them when they come your way. Expect that temptations will test your faith and pressure you to give up in the midst of your troubles as well. Notice what it tells us in verse 5. "For this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith." Paul says, "I was afraid that in some way the tempter might have tempted you and our efforts might have been useless." Paul was afraid that they would have gone through such a severe trial that they would be tempted to walk away from God and tempted to abandon their faith. Have you ever been in a circumstance like that? Were you going through such a tough time, difficult trial, that you look for the easier way out? That you think, I could just do it this way and it would be easier? Because sometimes that trial that comes at you, it seems like there's the easy escape route. And God says, no, stand firm.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Living with Trouble, which is from Pastor Mark's new series called Defiance, Turning Your World Upside Down. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We are in the book of 1 Thessalonians, and we are in chapter 1. Pastor Mark's message tonight is called Living with Trouble.
You may have come to Christ and started following God and got some flack and some opposition from family members that don't understand your new walk with God. And some of them will say, you know, I like the old you better. And they start isolating you, and you feel the push of that isolation on your life, and it's easy to want to give in to that. Maybe you're a single person trying to live godly for Jesus, and now that you belong to God, you're trying to walk in purity and trying to guard your body and not go out and party and have sex on the weekends. And so you're trying to walk as a single, walking with God and walking right. And you see some of your friends, they're hooking up and living together, and it seems like an easy way, but you stand your ground. And then on a lonely Friday night, you're there feeling like, wow, why am I doing that? This is hard. Other people, it seems like it's a lot easier for them. Why would I try to? Maybe I should just take the easy way out. Trial and tribulation. What it tells us here in Scripture is that Paul is saying that he was afraid that some of them would be tempted to give up on God, to give up on their walk, to give up on their faith, to not stand firm anymore. In the middle of your trial and tribulation, that's going to happen. You're going to be tempted. Tempted to get a disobedient way out. And Paul says, he tells us that Timothy had just come and given them the good news that about their faith and love. And he has told us that you always have pleasant memories of us and long to see us. Therefore, brothers, in all our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. For we really live since you are standing firm in the Lord. What caused them to stand firm? It was their faith. Can I tell you this? Listen to me well, people of God. One of the great things that will keep you standing strong is your ability to maintain your faith. What faith does, faith helps you to believe even though when circumstances are nasty. And faith helps you to know that God is in control even when your circumstances look like he's not. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the substance of things not seen. Faith is believing not what you see, not walking by sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. And how is it that in the midst of a very difficult trial or tribulation, how do you keep your faith strong? Well, let me tell you, how does faith come? Come on, tell me, how does faith come? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? And hearing by the word of God. When your faith is being tested and you're in the middle of a trial, it is your faith that's going to sustain you. How do you keep your faith strong? By staying in the word and by hearing the word of God and his voice, allowing the word of God to strengthen you in who you are. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What is the first thing that a lot of people do when they're in the middle of trial, in the middle of tribulation, going through a hard time? They just feel like, I don't feel like going to Bible study. I don't feel like going to home group. I don't feel like going to church. And they just isolate themselves and stay away. And so you get less and less of the word. You don't go to the Bible. You don't hear the voice of God. So your faith starts to get weaker and weaker and weaker. And that's when your faith needs to be stronger and stronger and stronger. Faith sustains you. In the mountains near where my mother lives in northern Spain, there's a place called El Escudo, which is a very high mountain range that you have to drive through from one town to another. And oftentimes there's fog, heavy fog, when you get to the high altitude. I've driven through that mountain range quite a few times. On the side of the road, they have reflectors. Those reflectors, when it's really foggy, they tell you just a couple feet away where to go, that you're on track. Oh, I can't see the road more than 15 to 20 feet ahead. Sometimes the fog is so thick. But I can see the reflectors on the side of the road. And the reflectors on the side of the road tell me, you're on the right path. You're on the right path. Just keep going. You're on the right path. Stay on it. Now, although I can't see the future, I can't see ahead. I've been down that path before. I know what's there even though I can't see it. I believe it's there even though I can't see it. And as long as I follow those reflectors, I know that one yard at a time, I know that I am on track. So it is with faith in the middle of tribulation and trial. You can't see the outcome. You can't see the future, but you can see one reflector of the word at a time. You can see one reflector as you go to the word. God speaks to you through a verse. He speaks to you through another verse. And your faith keeps you going one step at a time. And you know God is there. I will stay on track. I can't see down the road all the way, but I know that my God is in control. I know that he is sovereign. I know that he will make a way. I know that God has a plan for my life and destiny. So expect temptations to test your faith and pressure you to give up in the midst of your troubles. Number four, expect the power of prayer to open doors and release the strength you need to stand firm in trouble. I love how the Apostle Paul finishes this chapter. He says, night and day, we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Paul says, hey, I can't be with you, but I pray for you. Oh, this isn't just a little diddly statement that he's making. He's saying, I earnestly pray for you. To supply what is lacking in your faith. And then he bursts out into spontaneous prayer for them. He says, now may the God and Father himself of our Lord Jesus Christ clear the way for us to come to you. Now he's praying in faith. May the Lord make your love to increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as he does for you. May he strengthen your heart so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. Now Paul is praying, and what you see is that Paul is saying the secret weapon in all of this is the power of prayer. I want you to know something here. Trouble is going to come your way. You're either in trouble, coming out of trouble, or going into trouble. That's just the way it is in life. You say, well, I haven't had trouble in a while. Well, get ready, because you're probably about to go into a little trouble. Remember, get in your position. Get ready. It's coming at you. It's just part of life. There will be trouble in life. But there's something about the power of prayer. Something about praying through something. Something about God coming to God. And God is the door opener through prayer. God is the way maker through prayer. God is the strengthener through prayer. God is the one that causes us to continue to love and take those roadblocks away in prayer. Prayer has this incredible and powerful effect on our lives. When we're in the middle of trouble or tribulation, or we know someone that's going through it, it's the power of prayer. There have been seasons of life that I know I could not get through without just coming and crying out to God and say, God, I'm not going to make it unless you are with me. It's the power of prayer. There's been times that I know it's only people praying for me that have taken me through some tough seasons. The power of prayer. I have some people in my life that I know pray for me every single day. I have one older gentleman that prays for me 6 o'clock in the morning every single day and then prays for me in the afternoon as well. My mother takes a prayer walk every day and prays for me as well. I got some people praying for me every day. And there's been seasons in my life in the middle of huge, huge trials or tribulation. The weight has been on my shoulder where I know it's only people praying, the power of prayer that's lifted that burden and made me able to go forward, because I knew there were people that are, I couldn't explain it. I just knew that it was being lifted through the power of God and people that were praying. So today, here's what I want to say. I'm encouraged by the fact that these troubles and tribulations don't discourage me. I know that God is there. I know that God has a plan. But I'm going to give a call in just a second. You may be in the middle of a trial right now, a tribulation in your life right now. And I'm going to give a call for two ways for you to respond to this. Number one, maybe there's someone in your life that you know is going through a major, major trial right now. And they're a friend of yours or a relative of yours, someone that you're close to, and you feel like, I need to pray for them. I need to be praying for them. And there's some of you that need to recommit yourself to come and get on your knees right now and pray for that person that you know needs to make it through, that they're in a difficult, difficult situation, but you're saying, today, by the power of God, I may not be able to take their trial away, but I can pray for them in the midst of this and know that my God hears and that my God sustains them through it. So I'm going to pray that they make it through. Pray that they not isolate themselves. Pray that their faith gets stronger.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called Defiance, Turning Your World Upside Down. And tonight was the second half of his message called Living with Trouble. Join us on the next Straight Talk for part 4, The Calling to Purity. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of this message or the entire series, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will also find helpful tools that will help you in your walk with God. If you prefer to have a CD of the message, please contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping, and Pastor Mark's first book, Unstuck, is also available for only $10 plus shipping. If you are looking for a home church, we invite you to check out one of our 25 New Life locations throughout Chicagoland. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would really love to meet you. Well, that's it for us here at Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, Josh, and myself, thanks again for listening. Have a great night, and God bless.